This is Hellfire. Hello, hello, hello.
And this is Holy Water, y'all. We're back on.
We are here live, full effect, you guys. How's everybody doing out there in podcast land?
In podcast land, and Happy New Year, because this is the first podcast for 2019.
That is absolutely correct. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, girl.
Speaking of New Year, we had an awesome and amazing party, y'all. Y'all missed it.
Yes, y'all missed it.
Threw a big bash. We threw down for the countdown, y'all.
Okay, that was so much fun. We're going to do that every year, y'all. So y'all get ready. We're planning ahead. Next year, New Year's Eve, it is going down.
Okay? Oh, yeah. It's going to be turned up for real, for real. 2020, it's going to be time to turn all the way up, okay?
Okay, okay. So listen, y'all, we were going to have a lot. We got a lot of little juicy things to talk to y'all about. But, you know, since he's all over the news right now. We just don't go on.
Trending, and I mean trending.
We gonna go on. Okay. Wow.
So, yeah. So, R. Kelly is the hot topic.
It's all about R. Kelly. It's about R. Kelly tonight. Surviving R. Kelly.
Yes. Even Bryce at the barbershop. I was like, what were they talking about at the barbershop? He was like, R. Kelly.
Guys everywhere
talking, girls talking, old people talking. Yeah. I ain't Betty talking about R. Kelly.
Ain't Betty.
Ain't Betty's 84, y'all. She talking 84. About, girl, you heard about that R. Kelly.
Happy birthday, Ain't Betty. She just had a birthday party.
Yes, she did. She loved it, too, at Jack's Bar and Grill. We had a great time.
Good, good, good. That's what it's all about. So, y'all, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about R. Kelly. Yes. Now, here's what I want to say.
Speak on it, Holy Water.
I got a lot of mixed emotions because, honestly, I'm a survivor of sexual abuse.
Right.
Sexual assault. And I just have some mixed feelings about it. You brought up a very important thing too, Hellfire. We were talking about it. I made a comment and said these mothers need to take control, get control of their kids, right?
Right.
Because as a parent, you're thinking, oh my God, you know, he couldn't have had my child that long. But Hellfire, you made a very important point. So I want you to share your point that you made as far as the kids, and then we're gonna dive in.
Okay. Well, my point was when you said, you know, parents need to, you know, keep up with their kids, I can understand that as well, but there's no way you can keep up with your child 24/7. I know, especially between the ages of 14 and 17, our hormones are racing. We think we're young. I have after school activities. I know I had a part-time job in high school. And hey, if my mom called and said, where are you? I'm going to be like, I'm with my friend. I'm at track practice. And I probably would have been with R. Kelly, because I'm going to be honest. I would have been one of those little girls trapped in the closet, okay?
With R. Kelly. But girl, and y'all, and we're not
being honest.
And you know what? And for the sensitive people, if you're very sensitive, you probably don't need to listen to Holy Water and Hellfire, because we do real topics, controversial topics. These are our opinions. These are not facts, you know. But here's the thing. I almost didn't want to agree with you when we had this conversation before we started recording. I was like, wait a minute. But then I had to go back to when I was a young girl. Mm-hmm. Now, there were some things I remember sneaking out of the house as even though I was scared to death of my parents and everybody else in the neighborhood that was going to kick my butt,
right?
I still did some things and got away with some things. To this day, no one knows that I did between the ages of 14 and 17. And then I had to go back to my son. At 15, he would tell me he was at his friend's house and disappear. And I wouldn't see him all day. But I made contact with him. Hey, just make contact with me. And we know we do that. Mama, I'm okay. But the whole time I'm at R. Kelly's house.
Exactly. I definitely understand, because I was a little girl at 14 dating an older guy who didn't have a fraction of R. Kelly's money. And I was sneaking off lying to my dad about him. So just imagine if it was R. Kelly.
Let me tell you something. R. Kelly can call me tonight and I'm going, he can put all he can throw all the other girls away. R. Kelly, cool.
Girl. R. Kelly. I don't know. I don't, after those stories, I don't know if R. Kelly can call me tonight because he is crazy.
Yeah, he crazy because look, girl, especially
but at 14, he'd have had me now.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but another thing too, and just being serious about it, one of the things that bothered me so much is you were with R. Kelly for 2-3 years, right?
Right.
All of a sudden, everybody wants to tell on R. Kelly. My question is, why were y'all with him for so long? Why didn't someone say something in the beginning? And are you telling now because the money stopped? Because if you understand, a couple of the girls were getting paid. Their parents were getting paid. And I think, allegedly, they were getting paid. I think that when R. Kelly's money dried up, he wasn't able to pay some of these families. And I honestly believe that may not be everyone's story, but some of the girls, I think that's the story behind all of this.
No, I agree.
Yeah, the money stopped because the harm has been done. Y'all are 20, 30, 40 years old now. Why now?
Well, I think why now, because they, you know, I agree with what you said completely, but then I have a different spin on it. I think why now is because they're older now, they're more mature, and they realize that that wasn't right. As a young girl at 14, between 14, 17, 18 years old, I mean, the money is good. And not only a lot of them weren't there just for the money, a lot of them were there just for the fame. Because from what I understand, he didn't give a lot of the girls a lot of money. He would buy tennis shoes and, you know, things like that. Some of them was getting a stipend, but some of them wasn't. However, exactly. Now that they're older, they're more mature, they realize, hey, this isn't right. This was wrong. He was abusing me. And I was a young child who was being manipulated and taken advantage of. So I'm